As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Welcome to a very special episode of What Did I Miss? It is, of course, summer, and we've had this beautiful phone number for the entire time, 631-397-0407. God, is that it? Did I actually memorize it finally?
I think you nailed it.
But we thought that this was the perfect time to answer some questions. We've been getting a lot of them over the course of the last several months, and we've never really taken that kind of time. So it's summertime, baby. Q&A edition. Jerome, take it away.
We're starting off with the perfect summer question.
Oh.
What is a good treatment for mosquito bites? They are terrorizing me this year, and cortisone cream is not helping it. Thanks. Dr. Beetle, what's
that? That is the worst. I mean, I feel like I should give a really weird answer. But
you're more an expert on how to treat scorpion bites.
Scorpion bites. Look, and that's basically what I'm going to tell you. All I know is that I learned through scorpion bites that ice pack, anything cool, serves as a very nice relief to the sort of irritating ugh of the mosquito bite. Do not scratch. It will turn into an infection. I sound like your mother and you don't want to do that. So yeah. Or I would say move is probably the first choice. And then after that, ice packs. And then after that, not scratching or jump into a pool. It's like
I've been advertised a weird device that you put it on the bite and then you push down on it like a, you know, like a
shot suction
almost.
Cup.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
It supposedly like ends the itch right there. Just gets rid of the bug bite. And I probably was advertised this because the internet is creepy as hell and knows that my kids get bug bites.
Right.
Oh, they're listening.
So there's also that. Go on Instagram and look for it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Gabe, I have a live review for you right now from producer Paige who just texted me. 0 stars. It's bullshit.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay. So there goes
there
that.
Go.
There's our paid advertising
for
the day.
Maybe it works off Wi-Fi so what Paige can't actually use it correctly.
That's great point. I'm back on Gabe's side.
Okay. Beetle, another question. What are you most looking forward to before the end of the year?
Not dying.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay. Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, you know, just living, laughing, and loving. That's really kind of
that's
my mantra.
That's the opposite of dying right there.
No, before the end of the year, God, you know what? I don't actually know because as everyone knows, I love to live in the present. I like to be very present in the moment. I like to not look too far ahead. Don't look too far back. Just sort of embrace where you are right now.
Lovely.
That's my answer.
In a completely unrelated question, movie question, Speed 1 or Speed 2?
Oh, Speed 1.
Okay.
It's not, duh. I don't even remember Speed 2, put it that way.
And completely unrelated from same person, Hot Topics, thoughts on Jimmy Garoppolo landing spot?
Oh, man. God, speaking of Jimmy Garoppolo, next time, whenever we do those casting things, we should really reconsider because he's got the face for movies. Okay. And we never seem to think about him. You know, I don't know, because now we've reached the point in the show where it's going to maybe be an injury situation or somebody's going to have to take a moment and say, I'm going to go. Jimmy Garoppolo's an enigma because at the end of the day, on paper, he's done what he's supposed to do. And yet he's treated like a third rate citizen and has been basically talked about of getting rid of him for ever. So
maybe
it's an interesting
Hollywood.
Maybe. Yeah. But like, no, because those two teams are they're taken. So it's a really confusing situation for Jimmy Garoppolo. But wherever he goes, he'll look great doing it. That's all that matters.
He sure will. All right, this is a good one. Have great basketball sneaker designs vanished?
Oh, wow.
Have we been tricked into buying the same 90s shoes over again like mindless drones because there's a lack of great new looks coming out? Even running shoes. This person's 42, so buying shoes from my high school days is crazy, this person says. I'd love to hear your take, Beetle.
Well,
from your shoe cave.
I mean, look, exactly. I know, right? Although technically, yeah, you know, there is something to be said there. And I'm going to defer to Jerome at some point because he's an actual sneakerhead and I'm not. But I'll say this. It is turned into quite the competitive collection zone, right? Like people get into lotteries for these shoes and they're basically all the same. So yeah, I think it is weird that in our 40s, we're basically buying the same shoes I bought when I was trying to play basketball in the seventh grade. But Jerome, do you think there are new designs that are good?
I think the new designs are just not for us and our generation, I think is what's going on. Like, I think there's just like serving everyone at the same time. There are like the new movies and then there are the Top Gun Mavericks of shoes to
That's
feed
fair.
Everyone at that point. Yeah, I think Jordan retros for the longest time have like always felt like just stalwarts. Whenever they bring out a new one, everyone's there buying it again. I think a lot of people are just doing it as re-ups. Like they wore out their last pair, they're buying another one.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't know, talking with friends, especially like younger friends, I don't know that there's not as like there is much an interest. I think one of my favorite things I ever came across was I think Billie Eilish. People used to get on her, especially like kind of older sneakerheads, because all her favorite Jordans were just like some of the most lambasted silhouettes, but to her those are like really interesting.
Yeah.
And so I think on that front it really depends on who you ask, but yeah, but I mean like dad shoes are really in, New Balances.
Yeah, but I can't
huge.
I can't support. You know what else? I think there's an influx of designer sneakers, the Balenciagas, the Gucci's of the world, that are like $1,000 and look like crap that a third grader put together. So it's an interesting time in fashion.
Kanye Yeezy line of shoes and slides and
those aren't things
like
we're
that.
Gonna buy. No way.
Right.
No way.
Gabe, what was the last pair of shoes that you purchased?
Oh yeah.
Purchase.
Crocs.
No, those were a gift.
Or gun.
Those were a gift.
I bought okay. This'll prove I was not qualified to answer this question. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods.
Heard of it.
I walked into the shoe section. I looked at the wall of basketball sneakers. I was like, hey, man, you got any ones that aren't this expensive? Because that's where all like the KDs and the LeBrons and everything were. He was like, over there. And that's where like all the like nerd shoes were. And I just said, which one is the cheapest? And
Gabe.
I walked out of there. Yeah, that's what happened. I walked out of there with the most boring all black Nike high tops you've ever seen. $79.
I don't know.
Selling my dad.
Too early to ask this question, but what is going to be like your approach and reaction when your kids are asking for shoes?
Ooh, good luck with that.
No, I'm going to train them not to value material.
And they're called trainers, right? Aren't they called trainers at that point?
The British do use the term trainers.
Yes, my kids will call them trainers.
Oh, I can't wait to the end of the summer when they're just little British babies.
CJ Toledano, if you are listening right now, please offer us all your detailed thoughts.
For real. Zach Harper also.
Zach Harper.
Yeah, these are all sneaker boys. Sneaker boys.
10 pairs in 5 days, Zach Harper.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Are we taking a break?
I think we're taking a break.
We're taking a break. We're coming back. There's more questions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
We are back, Jerome.
Mm-hmm.
What do they want to know?
They really need to know, actually, because I really need to know, Beads. Is ketchup a child's condiment,
what?
Or can we adults enjoy it too?
Okay, well, I'm a big believer in we're all children at heart, and if you're not, then your life sucks, and you're probably acting way too old, and you shouldn't do that because it's not that serious. However, that being said, when did anyone say ketchup was a child's condiment? Now, the use of ketchup can certainly be childlike. Now, if I see you, for example, shout out to our dear sweet friend, Marcellus Wiley, but the man puts ketchup on tacos.
Oh,
and for
God.
Me, ooh, that's no. just a weird child thing that a kid would do because they don't know what to do with the tacos and they smear them in ketchup. Ketchup can be very sophisticated. There are versions of ketchup that now exist in the marketplace that are delicious, and you can even enhance your own ketchup at home. So no, ketchup is most definitely not a child's condiment. I will always enjoy ketchup on my hamburgers, especially.
I feel like as you grow older, you learn that ketchup can't be the only condiment you're using on anything.
Absolutely not, no.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to see it on eggs, and if you dare put it on a piece of good red meat, there will be blows.
Oh.
And I've seen that, and that's why I bring it up, because it hurts my heart.
Gabe, I saw a reaction on the question. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with every word that Beetle has said. It's just about where you put it. Like, almost everything McDonald's sells, it's fine, but not chicken McNuggets. They have other sauces for that.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, well, here, I have a follow-up from this now, since we're talking. What, if any, would you call an adult condiment? Something that you discover later in life that you realize, like,
I almost said something really
appropriate. I almost did, too.
Woo! I'm getting older. I held it back. Any sort of truffle, an aioli, for example, that's that's an adult thing, although it's really just fancy mayonnaise. But
yes,
I think those are two big ones,
for
right?
Sure.
Yeah, truffle-based things don't, no one under the age of 21. Like, until you can rent a car, you should not be allowed to have truffle.
That is a great cutoff. I agree with that. That should be one of your campaign promises.
Okay, I'll work on that. Next question, similar area here. If you were a sandwich beetle, what kind of sandwich would you be?
Oh, this is great.
If I were a sandwich, what kind of... Again, I don't even know where to go. I mean, I love a BLT. I don't know if you could make that into anything perverted because it feels like it sounds perverted. Well, look, I'm just going to go with my favorite sandwich. And to be honest with you, I don't eat pork anymore, so I can't even say a BLT. I'm going to go with... I'm so boring when it comes to sandwiches. But again, it goes back to the condiments. It's about that. So for me, you cannot go wrong with good bread, turkey, some cheese. And then this is where it gets important. You need all of the following. Lettuce, tomatoes, onion, salt, pepper, a little bit of mayonnaise, banana peppers, aka pepperoncini, a few jalapenos. And if they have or offer maybe a little bit of vinegar, that also works. Otherwise...
What is the
Miss
name of the sandwich?
That. It's just a turkey sandwich with goodies.
Turkey sandwich, okay. Right.
Yeah, with goodies. I'm pretty boring, like turkey sandwiches, but I need all the other stuff on it. It can't just be turkey. Otherwise, I don't want it.
Our dear friend Paige said it's an obvious answer. You're a spicy Italian.
Ah.
I'm going to kill her. Like, I'm going to kill her.
It's
worth the
point,
flight to
dudes.
New York. No, it's worth the flight to New York just to get off the plane.
Well,
slap her, get back on the plane, come back to Texas.
Don't you have to stop in New York as one of your six legs to Budapest?
Oh,
you
don't
just,
joke.
She doesn't
don't
live
joke.
Too far from the airport. You could just swing over there on your layover.
I've got 7 hours to kill. Let's just go. Let's go do that.
Kill Paige, get back on the plane. You're like
well,
Tom
I've
Cruise in Collateral. You don't even, you're barely in town for a night.
So
just
much
killing
to do.
Everyone.
So much to do. But yes, spicy Italian.
All right. All right, here's kind of a thoughtful one. Advice for middle-aged folk trying to change their careers and get into journalism.
Oh, God, don't do that. No. Journalism's dead. I don't know why you want to get into that. Now, if you're a hot take guy and you can yell real loud, that's where the money's at.
Mm.
So get in on that.
Yeah,
there's
like, my advice. So many avenues now, I think, like podcasting.
Sure.
You just do a ton of things on
TikTok-ing.
Twitter. Elsewhere.
Right?
TikTok-ing.
That's a thing, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Beetle is now an expert in TikTok.
No, I'm not. I finally figured out how to read my messages in TikTok, but now I'm already over it.
Yeah. Now you received all the TikToks that Paige has been sending for the last year.
For like 3 weeks, she's been sending those messages. Gabe, you look very sort of stern. What are you thinking?
No, I don't. Good luck to anyone who wants to make a career shift. And journalism's a hard thing to pick up midstream, but Hey, could happen. Maybe you find some great story and write a great podcast and become super famous and it works
but
out.
But are those journalists? I mean, I'm not a journalist.
This is not journalism. No, no, no. Yeah, I'm referring to the kind of thing that takes research, writing, reporting, fact checking.
That's tough.
All the things we don't do here.
It starts with having like a real passion for a subject, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. You could be a documentarian. I think
I
those
can
are
offer like
good.
At least a little, well, I mean, what I'm doing right now is my second career, which I switched to in my 30s. So
what was the first one?
I studied computer science and worked in IT.
God, then, of course you did.
Of course I did.
You nerd.
And then like, yeah, in my 30s, I wanted to switch into just something like creative based. So I studied a multimedia program. One thing led to another. I think the only advice I could say is like, do something that you want to be doing, which is such a broad, but it really makes sense when you do it, like kind of advice. If you want to do journalism, then I guess it just has to be like, there has to be some sort of passion there for you to really want to like dive into it.
Yeah, because it's hard and it's competitive. Yeah. So if you love it, then that's the only reason to do it. Otherwise,
I think I heard it on like, was it Inside the Actor's Studio? Dave Chappelle had talked about him going into comedy, but that was like when he was doing it straight out of high school. And his whole family was full of academics. So they were all assuming like he was a bright kid. He was going to go to university or college. And when his father asked him, like, are you sure you want to do this thing in comedy? Because it's like such a difficult thing to go down. Like his answer was, what does the teacher make? And then his dad answered something like, I don't know, like 36,000, something like that. And he's like, if I can make just that amount of money doing something I love, I'd rather do that.
That's fair. And then it turns out it's slightly more than that.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough. Yeah, no. I'm all for changing careers, obviously, because that means that you found something that you actually really want to do, and there's no point in wasting any more time doing something that you don't want to do. That's important.
I've got our next question. This is a very leading question, Beetle. Gen X is the best living generation, correct? It's not even close.
Wait, I have a dumb question.
Yeah.
Which one's Gen X?
I think that's older than millennial, right?
Am I Gen X?
Yeah, it's the one right before, I think. Millennial,
which see
Americans
no one knows
born
anymore.
Between 1965 and 1980.
Ooh, I'm a Gen X, then yes, 100%.
Preach it to the choir.
Well, look, because the question is there anyone better than the older than me's or the younger than me's? And the answer to that is no. My generation is, while full of dumb as well, I'm going to go ahead and say we're the best. Although I don't know if I believe it, quite frankly.
I agree. I actually don't really see an argument against Gen X being the best of the current people living on this planet. I guess there's some people from like that are 105 or something who, you know, maybe want to raise their
hand. Oh, the greatest generation or whatever.
Sure, whatever. Yeah. But like, if it's Gen X versus millennial, Gen Z, and whatever the hell comes next, that's not a contest.
No, what's the one that uses words like triggered and attacked?
Whatever, that's what Paige is.
And bullied incorrectly. When they use the word bullied incorrectly, I stop listening. Just like that. It's that fast. I'll tell you what bullying is, kids. Gather around. Unky Michelle. Auntie Michelle's going to tell you what bullying really feels like.
I'm technically, and I am an upper tier millennial because I was born in the first week of 1982. So I'm barely a millennial. So I would
fringe. Yeah.
And everyone who I worked with and associate with, many of my friends are Gen X, and very few millennials are people I would consider to be the best generation. So also a tip for everyone, Beetle, you especially, read Chuck Klosterman's book about Gen X.
Oh,
it's awesome.
I bet. Okay. Well, because he's, isn't he like, no, he's
older than me. Oh, he's Gen X. He's like Mr. Gen X. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Simple question. Do you miss the LA city life?
Ooh, well, do I miss the LA city life?
We can also throw like New York in for that matter, just to broaden it out.
I was going to say, if I'm going to miss anything, I miss New York. For me, that's the ultimate city life. When I think cities, I think New York. I don't necessarily think of LA that way because you really spend most of it in your car. I was just in LA recently. I miss friends. I miss my brother that's out there. I miss the large and vast choices in dining experiences and delivery. I miss all the things that can actually be delivered in LA. So yeah, I miss parts of it, but not all of it. But I miss New York more than any of it, for sure.
Do you guys notice how Beetle just mentioned that she was in LA, but I live in LA? Everyone,
it was for 48 hours.
I don't remember getting a text.
I had to be up at 4:30. So you want to hang out at 5 a.m.? Yeah, we'll do that next time.
At 5 a.m., I could hang out with you or my children. So
no, because your children are on like on a room springer, and so you just are basically hanging out by yourself for the next 6 years. So you're probably still up at 5, but you're not like getting up at 5.
That's a good point. All right, fair.
Yeah, I know. It is. Oh, we're taking a break?
Yeah, we're taking a break.
Taking a break. We'll be right back.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Gabe, I think this is you.
Oh, okay. I'll read this one. This is a reminder why the Texas Hill Country is great at a time when we need it most. 100 plus degrees for how long?
A while.
Okay. Women's sports. I don't know why I just read that first part, but that was part of the question. So
I know. I like that. Okay.
Okay. Women's sports. Hard turn. We're seeing more on TV and viewership isn't as bad as we were once told.
Right.
So what gives? Were the programming overlords wrong or stupid?
Well, I think they, I don't think those are mutually exclusive. I think the interest, it's not just the interest in women's sports, right? Because you can be interested in something, but it's another level or another tier to devote and dedicate your free time to consuming it, whether it be on television or in person. And so, and I think that goes for anything that we all spend our free time going to. It's a, can only speak for myself, but it's got to be something I really want to do or see to give up just staying home. I love staying home. I treasure it. It's where my happy place is. And I think people are realizing that it is fun to go and consume these games. I also think that these things, this ability to sort of take in social media, is making us aware of and learning and meeting some of these female athletes that we would never otherwise even know existed. But we're seeing them who they are, their personalities, their fashion, their other interests, what they do. And that's kind of drawing more and more people to their respective sports. So I don't know that the overlords were wrong or stupid. I think they were probably a little bit of both, and they will always be a little bit of both. That's part of that job. But it is nice. It is nice to kind of see that it's competitive. And if you like sport, then it can also be entertaining. Biggest part about it is giving a damn about the athletes that play. And once you sort of learn about them, I think you can be interested in anything. That's what happened with F1. Like, that show was perfect on Netflix because it introduced the people to us. And now we are invested in them as the 20 drivers that are on the tour. So it's like, okay, no brainer. But I don't know. I mean, look, we're all sort of in this world. Do you guys think they were wrong or stupid? Or do you think this is just natural evolution?
I think we do enough of this work to know that like what gets promoted is usually what is considered tried, tested, and true. Mm-hmm. And something like women's sports for a long time, because it was never tried, like there's no data to say that it was like worth doing. So there, you needed things like social media or other outlets to like promote forward, to then kind of almost roundabout back to say like, oh, people are actually interested in it. So I don't know. I think like wrong or stupid, it's tough to say. I think it's just really hard to change old ways. I noticed.
Yeah, but it's fun to say. It's more that it's fun to say.
It is way more fun to say.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Wrong and stupid. Yeah.
Wrong and stupid. Exactly. But I think unfortunately sometimes like the larger scale of things that like kind of determine what's put out there, like they take a long time to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not wrong or stupid. They're following the money. And and here's the proof. F1. Okay? Where F1 was just as buried as any women's sport. Absolutely. That people felt should have been given more airtime. Nobody was like, you know, that had nothing to do with gender or anything. It was just, no, there wasn't a proven interest. Then this thing happened that made tons of people super interested and passionate. And the network said, oh, well, hell, let's put that on if it's going to generate an audience. That would be the same exact thing you see it every 4 years with the World Cup and the Olympics. Like, women's sports take these massive spikes in interest when our women, American women, are especially like relevant. We all know 10 women on the, you know, national team when they're in the World Cup, but that's the time that people want to watch. So there's no secret agenda. I've been in those meetings. Like, nobody's actively trying to hold women back.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
There are a few people in those meetings that would prefer to not hear from women at all.
Okay. That might be.
We all know at least one.
Okay. That might be a fair statement, but those are not the meetings. But programming is being decided and money is being counted.
Fair.
Right? So, you know, who gets on the shows, whose opinions people want to hear. I think Beatle, I'm with you. That sometimes can be a little bit too subjective. But I think that the objective, what are we putting on that the most people will want to watch, is not, you know, it's based on data. And I know that's annoying for some people to hear. Like, I, you know, there's some sports I like that I don't get to watch on ESPN, but it's because I'm one of the only people who wants to watch it until it changes.
Well, the beautiful thing too now, being alive in this moment in time, is that you can basically watch anything. There is a place to find it, right? We didn't have any of this stuff years ago. Now, if there's something you love to watch that's not on terrestrial television or whatever the hell we call that, it's somewhere else. It's one of the 19 streaming services we have, or it's on my phone, it's on whatever. So I think that also helps us expand what is considered the sports world for most people.
Yeah. I think the only thing, like, I get the idea with data. I think, if anything, it might be just through history a little skewed. Like,
yeah,
it might
sure.
be overwhelmingly like one way, that had there been like more of an open-mindedness to show all things and collect like cumulative data, we might be like working with different numbers right now.
Yeah, but history shows we have not. That's not how it works.
Exactly.
That. Actually.
Switching to lighter fare, top five movies.
Oh my God.
This is actually a heavy question. I think, let's not have you rank them. That's
okay.
Not something you pull on.
This would
spot,
just be my five of. Okay. I'm going to go five. Oh, it's hard because there's the five movies I watch every time they're on.
Okay.
And then there's the five movies that I consider to be the best movies. But for me,
we can do both lists. Let's do both.
Okay. So let's go for my best. No, for movies I watch every single time they're on. Tommy Boy.
Okay.
Step Brothers. There's a theme. Notting Hill.
All right.
Pretty Woman. And that fifth spot could be a rotation. I mean, it's really, it could be any Will Ferrell.
I think that's fair, especially for ones that like come on so often. That means these are movies you watch often. So
yeah.
I think this spot needs to be kind of a rotation.
To be honest, Goonies. I will watch Goonies every single time it's on. What about you guys? The five movies you watch every time they're on.
I don't know that I can name five. I know Forgetting Sarah Marshall's up there.
That's
a movie
good one.
I love.
Yep.
Watching whenever it comes back on. Superbad might be one that I'll revisit here and there.
Chime in, Gabe.
Wayne's World, Terminator 2, Point Break, Gladiator, A Few Good Men, I'd say.
There's also like this,
Major League.
Now, because we have YouTube, like I don't necessarily seek out like the full movie, but maybe
you're probably not sitting on your couch just with surfing channels, because most people don't do that anymore.
Right,
but every once in a blue moon, I'll have on some white noise and it'll be on like a TBS and the movie will come on and it'll just be in the back and I'll leave it. I'll be like, even with the commercials and the censorship, I'll still leave it.
How about movies that you deem like the best movie?
The best for me?
Yeah.
Godfather.
Okay.
See, it's hard because I could easily.
Before we get to that, Paige says Clueless five times.
Of course she does. You know, this is why we killed her internet.
She must have it on DVD, because if it's streaming, we know that her Wi-Fi wouldn't keep up.
Oh, no. Right, she probably never gets through the whole thing.
Back to it. Godfather.
Oh, sorry. So I could easily do like Godfather, Casino, Goodfellas. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pick one from the genre of mafia and I'm going to go Godfather. Okay. Bull Durham. I don't care. It's perfect. It's between two Italian movies. It's either Cinema Paradiso or Life is Beautiful. I think I'm going to go Life is Beautiful. They both make me cry no matter what. Number four. Oh, it's so hard. I mean, it might, for me, right? Jojo Rabbit is probably
Jojo Rabbit
in there because that one made me cry for real. And the fifth spot, again, I'm always going to make the fifth spot a rotation one. And I don't care if this makes me a sappy turd. It's just the whole movie's memorized and I love the cast. And I'm going to stick with Notting Hill. Notting Hill makes it onto two lists.
Yeah.
Here it.
Why not?
Okay. You guys? I know I'm missing 1,000, but.
This actually, would make it maybe on both lists, but I'm such a big fan of Almost Famous.
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a good movie.
I like The Dark Knight. That's definitely, The Matrix is up there for me.
Fun.
A very recent one that I watched 3 times and I still love it. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I'm on my list.
Yeah. And then, just would have to think out other ones then.
The fifth one's, we'll rotate it.
Yeah, it just kind of rotates around.
Gob?
Gabe?
God. I'm not exactly sure I understand the category, so I'll just say.
So this one here, this is just like what you would say are like the best movies, like the best, good movies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then I would say Con Air, Face Off,
Top Gun Maverick.
You're so stupid.
I don't know. I already named my five. I think at this point, everyone who listens to this show has probably seen all of these, except the one person who helps produce the show, Paige, who's seen none of them.
You know what? We're going to do a podcast one day where we assign her a movie a week and then we do like a short, like 5 minute podcast style. where she reviews it for us.
Just give her a block to review the movie. By the way, the Mission Impossible movies almost.
But those are like entertaining. Really, I'm not going to say they're great movies.
Well, like for the like kind of rewatchable.
Yeah, because James Bond, all of them.
Right.
Thank you to everyone who sent in questions. It gives us something fun to do during the summer, unless you want to hear us break down the 7th inning of God knows what game. That is it for this episode, however. 631-397-0403. That's hard for me to say. Always chime in. Let us know what you're thinking. What do you want to see more of? Ask us some questions. We will be back. Gob, Jerome, Paige. See you guys later.